بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في قل هو الله احد انها تعدل ثلث القران رواه مسلم سيدنا ابو هريره رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said with regard to قل هو الله احد that is سوره الاخلاص it is equivalent to a third of the Quran. We mentioned a similar hadith last week wherein Rasulullah SAW took a qasam in Allah in whose control was his life, that Surah Ikhlas is equivalent to one third of the Quran. We mentioned that because one third, the theme of the Quran, one third of the themes of the Quran is on Tawheed, or the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Surah Al-Ikhlas, which only talks about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned that it is one third of the Quran. In other words, if a person recites Surah Al-Ikhlas, he gets a sawab of reciting one third of the Quran. If you recite it three times, you get the sawab of reciting the entire Quran. وَعَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ أَنَّ رَجُلًا قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ هَذِي سُورَةِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ قَالَ إِنَّ حُبَّهَا أَدْخَلَكَ الْجَنَّةِ رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن رواه البخاري في صحيحه تعليقا. Anas radiallahu anhu says that a man came and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love this surah. This is Qul huwallahu ahad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, verily your love for it will enter you into paradise. Your love for Surah Al-Ikhlas will enter you into paradise. So Qul huwallahu ahad again, Allah ta'ala says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say that Allah is ahad, Allah is one. Allahu samad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-subsistent. Allah does not require any person to live, to be eternal. Allah is independent. Allah has not got any children, nor any parents. And there is nobody equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any aspect. Allah is most powerful. Allah is supreme. So this particular sahabi loved this surah dearly and he would recite it abundantly. And therefore Rasulullah says that this surah, your love for the surah, will enter you into paradise. وعن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لم تر آيات أنزلت هذه الليلة لم يرى مثلهن قط قل أعوذ برب الفلق وقل أعوذ برب الناس رواه مسلم. عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, have you not seen the verses revealed this night, the like of which has never been seen before? قل أعوذ برب الفلق and قل أعوذ برب الناس. So these are the other two surahs. We talk about the three quls. One is Qul Huwallahu Ahad, that is Surah Al-Ikhlas. After that comes Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Surah Al-Falaq. And the last one is Surah Al-Nas, which is the last surah of the Holy Quran. In this particular hadith, Rasulullah SAW is talking about the last two surahs, that is Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas. He says that no surah was revealed like this. And ulama explain that these two surahs also, they are seeking protection in Allah from all types of evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that Labid bin Asam had made jadu, witchcraft, on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then when these two surahs were revealed, which equals to 11 ayat, 11 verses, and there were 11 knots tied on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or on the jadu that was done upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he recited each verse, it became open and Rasulullah was then relieved completely from this sihr that was done upon him. These two surahs, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, are very, very effective against black magic, sihr, jealousy. Any person is suffering from any type of evil from any other creation, whether it is physically, financially, psychologically, then read these two surahs. It will be very, very beneficial to us. These are the benefits of these surah. Many other benefits also, but many times a person feels somebody has done sihr to him or he's not feeling good, then recite these surahs. In fact, every single morning and every evening we should be reading these three quls three times each. It will assist us in seeking protection from various type of evils, and therefore these two surahs are known as al-mu'awwadhatain or al-mu'awwidhatain, the two surahs that give protection, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Nas. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.